Hi, I'm here today speaking to Dr. Matthew O'Dowd, who was a previous PhD student here at the University of Melbourne, completing his degree in 2003. And we're just going to ask him a few questions about his current career and what's great about it. So hi, Matt. Do you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, your current role, and a brief outline of how you got to where you are today?
Sure thing. So I'm currently an assistant professor at the City University of New York. I've been there for a couple of years, and this is sort of my long-term professorship. So before that, I followed a fairly standard role. I did a PhD here at Melbourne University, and in that PhD, I actually moved between here and a NASA institute in the United States, the Space Telescope Science Institute. So that was all rather exciting at that stage in my life. I finished my PhD and moved on to do two postdocs, which are sort of the temporary research jobs that a typical PhD in physics does after finishing. And so I did a postdoc here at Melbourne University. And that one was working with the Gemini observatories, sort of liaising for those observatories in Chile and Hawaii. And after that, I went to New York for a postdoc at Columbia University. And from there, I moved to my current role.
Okay. Just going back a bit, all the way back to high school, what were your favourite subjects back then?
You know what? My favourite subject was English.
Isn't that funny? So when did you first discover an interest in science and in physics?
I actually had a gap year between years 11 and 12 when I found myself reading an awful lot about physics and became obsessed with understanding black holes and the subatomic world and the Big Bang. That was sort of where I got the physics bug. I'd always been generally interested in science and how the world worked. But at that point, I realised I had to go to university to study it.
Okay, so when you decided to start uni, it was with studying some sort of astrophysics was your goal?
It was physics to begin with, and astrophysics just seemed like the most fun way to do physics.
Yeah, Brian Gainsler calls it the gateway drug for other sorts of physics studies, so maybe we shouldn't be highlighting that. So when did you realise you wanted to pursue a research career or go on to doing a PhD?
It was after doing some research as an undergrad here at Melbourne. And in my honours year here, I did a research project in astrophysics, and that sent me to the Australia Telescope, and I got to see what life was like as a research astrophysicist, and seemed like an okay lifestyle.
Okay. So looking back, what were the most difficult or challenging aspects of actually doing the PhD?
So PhDs take a good chunk of time, typically at least 3.5 years, hopefully not too much more. And that's very different to undergrad, where you're doing 1 year at a time, even one semester at a time. And so the trick is staying focused and on track over a fair amount of time. And so self-motivation and persistence, I would say, are some of the biggest challenges.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is one of the real highlights of undertaking such a big chunk of work?
There's a lot of satisfaction in finishing the thing. But also, the grad student lifestyle is kind of great. You get to study something that you love. You get to study something that nobody knows anything about. That's the point. You're breaking completely new ground, and that's really exciting.
And you've now had a little bit of experience with other institutions. How do you think doing a PhD at University of Melbourne compares with other institutions that you know of?
I would say Melbourne is one of the most supportive institutions that I've been at in terms of how they nurture and mentor their students. So I think being accepted into Melbourne, certainly to the physics department here, means you stand a very good chance of finishing a great PhD. You're likely to find a lifelong mentor in your graduate advisor here, which I certainly did.
That was Professor Rachel Webster.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So now, what does a typical working week or month or even a year look like for you? And what do you like most and least about what you currently do? Big question.
Yeah, so I'm I'm a fairly new professor, and so you know, a big part of being a professor is, so you have your research, but you also have your teaching. And so being new, I've been spending a lot of time developing new courses, which is enormously satisfying when they're done, but they're an awful lot of work. So at the moment, my semester time has involved a lot of teaching, and you know, I squeeze in the research when I can during semester, but during the summer, I get a lot more of the actual astrophysics done. But moving forward, over the next couple of years, I expect the research will become more and more a dominant part of my time.
And is your research still in that direction of those things you were first interested in, and black holes, and what are your sort of research interests at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, in, I think it's really important if you're planning to do a PhD to find something that you really are interested in. And I got lucky in a sense, but I also pursued my interest at some level. I'm currently, you know, spending a lot of time researching black holes, but in particular a manifestation of black holes, quasars, which are the extremely bright cores of certain distant galaxies that occur and shine up when the black holes that live in those cores start feeding. And so these are, I guess, they're naturally quite awesome things to study and quite exciting things to study. And so I've sort of moved my research in that direction.
Oh, thanks so much for talking to us today, Matthew. And I'm sure your students are going to enjoy listening to you lecture about these things that you're interested
sure
in. Thank you.